Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the FY18 Operating Plan and Budget Meeting for the BC, IPC, and ISPCP constituencies on Monday, May 8th, 2017. I'd like to thank everyone for joining, and I'm going to turn it now over to Jessica Castillo-Friend to begin the call. Jessica, over to you.
Hello, my name is Jessica Castillo. I'm the Operations and Project Coordinator with the Finance Department at ICANN. First, I'd like to thank you for your comments on the draft FY18 planning documents. This session is intended to enhance our understanding of the comments that you submitted on these documents and to improve the quality of our responses. We won't be providing official responses at this time, but rather we'll be asking some questions and allow an opportunity for the community to provide additional context to their written comments. For reference, this process was implemented to address the ATRT2 recommendations, number 12.1 and 12.5. This call, as you just heard, is being recorded, and the recording will be published on the ICANN Community Wiki shortly thereafter. With that, we'll start by asking the questions that you see up in the Adobe room. And then if staff have additional questions, please raise your hand in the Adobe room, or you can type them in the chat and we'll ask them aloud as well. So I'd like the ICANN staff here in the room with me to identify themselves, please, starting with Becky.
Hello, everybody. This is Becky Nash, VP of Finance at ICANN.org. And, you know, we're very happy to be here today, and the rest of the team is going to go ahead and introduce themselves.
Hi, this is Karen Prepley. I'm Senior Manager of Financial Planning and Analysis.
I'm Leo Vigoda. I'm Director of Organizational Assessment and Improvement, and I help put together the operating plan. So that's why I'm here.
Hi, this is Victoria Young. I'm an Organizational Assessment and Improvement Specialist. I'm here because I participated in the planning as well. Thank you.
And also on the phone, we have Benedetta Rossi, Sharla Shambli, and Emily
Crane-Pimentel.
Thank you. So with that, Becky, would you like to start the first question?
Sure. For the record, this is Becky Nash. And we have listed some questions on the Adobe room. We're going to go through those questions, and then we will also ask if there are any other questions from participants or staff on the call. And the first question that we had was submitted by the IPC in the document that was submitted. There is a question and comments on page 2, section D, as it relates to the caretaker budget. In that statement, we had some questions just to clarify what was meant about doing a comparison from the caretaker budget using the FY18 draft operating plan and budget versus using the FY17 current approved budget as the baseline. That is the context for our question, in part because we wanted to know if the operating plan that's being proposed is significantly different from the previous year's operating plan. Does this recommendation still stand to use the prior year's budget or quantification of the prior year operating plan as a baseline should there be a budget veto? So I'm not sure if there's someone on the line that wants to elaborate just a little bit to give us context on that.
Yes, this is Lori Schulman. For the record, my hand is raised. I am the treasurer for the IPC and the primary drafter of the comments.
Go ahead.
So I'm happy to answer. And I want to say this is the first time I'm seeing these questions. If you sent them earlier, my apologies. I've been preparing for my organization's annual meeting, which is in less than 10 days. So you'll bear with me. But looking at the question, I will explain the context of the comment. Perhaps that would help. So our understanding of the caretaker budget is if a budget were to be vetoed, there would be some sort of interim measure or budget taken to make sure that I can keep working and operating, which makes perfect sense. However, in the caretaker plan, the presumption is that the budget would proceed with all of the elements of the budget but for whatever was the basis of the veto. And I have some concerns about that because this, or I shouldn't say not I, but the IPC has some concerns about this because in that caretaker budget proposal, there are some qualifications about where cuts would come. Staff positions would be frozen, which would certainly make sense if we're not clear about what parts of the budget will be implemented. There's a 10% reduction in travel, but it doesn't say specifically what types of travel, it just says travel and professional services. And then there's a third category that I cannot recall off the top of my head. The IPC thinking is that if the community can't come to an agreement on a budget, then perhaps we stick to the same budget we're currently operating on because there's some fundamental flaw in the plan. So to say that you would go ahead with the plan absent whatever the major objection was, we don't know what the major objection could be. Maybe it's an objection based on the entire basis on how the budget was built. Maybe it's an objection to a particular program. So I don't think as a matter of prudence to say, well, you know, we will just implement the budget as we planned it, absent whatever the issue is. Let's say, hypothetically, the budget would be vetoed because there isn't a reserve plan in place. That could happen. The community might decide until there's an affirmative way forward to fund our reserves that we don't want any increase in spending. We don't want any new programs in place. Again, hypothetically saying this. So the thought is, why assume that the fiscal 18 ops plan would then also be in effect if you can't get the budget through?
Lori, this is Becky. Thank you very much for your comments. And I did just want to address one thing that we didn't actually publish questions for these calls in advance. We actually just did it prior to the meeting, and more so just to guide us all as a team, you know, in order to be able to fit on the agenda. Due to the timeline of the operating plan and budget process, we don't have very much time to actually prepare written comments for these calls, and we do have other participants on the line that were not required to submit their questions, and they may have questions just verbally on the call. So I think in a short sentence, you didn't miss anything because we didn't, like, distribute it, although we acknowledge there was a comment that it would be great to get these in advance. Part of it is just the timing. So thank you for your detailed explanation, and it helps us understand a little bit more the context and the intent of indicating that as presented in the draft operating plan and budget, we used the FY18 operating plan and budget draft and then made adjustments for any new incremental expenses like new positions, the professional fees growth, and the travel growth that would have been associated with those new positions. And again, our question was just relating to the fact that there were known changes in the operating plan and thus the draft budget from the prior year one. We were just wondering why the recommendation was to use the former approved amount. And I think you explained that well, meaning that should there be a budget veto, there was not maybe enough information about what exactly was being vetoed. Is how I heard
correct.
That.
Correct. Yes, Becky, thank you. This is Lori for the transcript. Yes, that is the context. if the community goes as far to veto a budget, I would suspect that the desire of the community would have spending to remain flat rather than increased. I mean, I can't speak for the whole community, but speaking logically, looking at the numbers, I think there's also this sense that when you talk about 10% travel cuts, given the size of ICANN's budget, that's a large cut, and it looks almost like a punishment for those who depend on constituency travel to make it to face-to-face meetings. And perhaps one of those face-to-face meetings is actually a meeting to discuss how to fix the budget. I mean, I don't know. But it would seem to the IPC that financial prudence would at least leave things flat and certainly not impose a cut that could actually affect the ability of the community to negotiate face-to-face with the board on whatever the issue is that triggered the budget veto.
Okay. Great. Thank you for that comment, and it helps us better understand, again, the rationale so that we can improve our responses.
Thank you, Becky.
If we'd like to go to the next question, Leo.
Sure. So this question relates to the section dealing with the top 15 funded projects on page 3, section F, specifically the sections dealing with compliance. So the comment states that IPC requests clarification as to actual proposed expenditures on this mission critical function. And what we would like to get clarification on is what beyond the spending categories identified in the draft budget, and of course the descriptive text for the projects and portfolios that were published in the operating plan and the detailed project breakdown, is it that the IPC is requesting here?
Yes, this is Lori Shulman. I'll be answering for the IPC again. Thank you for, I'm actually going to tackle this question with the next question. It would appear that a disproportionate amount of funding will be spent on review rather than to employ resources for contract interpretation and enforcement. If you combine these two questions, since they go to the same project, I think it might be a little easier and may help from a time perspective. The concerns that the IPC had with the description of the project and the actual budget number associated with the project, which I believe was over $2 million, 2.4, 2.5, if I remember correctly, is that we couldn't figure out what was actually happening. Was this a review of how processes work, or was this actually more staff, more resources to evaluate compliance complaints, to make sure they go through more quickly, to improve systems? We're very perplexed, I guess, is the word. Because if you look at the overall compliance budget and you look at the special funded project budget, it looks like this project may be taking up half, unless we didn't read the budget correctly. And we would certainly welcome that clarification if that's the case. But from our view, the way these projects are written, it looks like more funding will be put toward review of how you're doing rather than doing what you're supposed to be doing, which is enforcing contracts.
Thank you very much. I can see that there are some hands raised. Denise has raised her hand.
Thanks. I'm happy to wait for a response and then and then speak. Would you be able to address Lori's comments at this point?
I can't address them directly. I don't have deep insight into the contractual compliance function, but now that we've heard the concerns, I can work with people in contractual compliance, Jamie and Maggie, to make sure that our response is going to provide some sort of a meaningful explanation of what is planned, and hopefully provide the detail that is requested.
Okay. So Facebook, this is Denise Michelle with Facebook. Facebook is a member of the business constituency. I just wanted to reinforce that this is, this, in addition to the IPC, the BC has consistently raised support for additional funds for compliance and abuse mitigation related efforts at ICANN, staffing resources. This has pretty much been an annual request. So I just wanted to underscore that there are many organizations within ICANN that that support much more detailed information on compliance activities and compliance expenditures and staffing. And I want to reiterate our support for that and note that the response from ICANN organization to these ongoing requests have not met our expectations, and we'd like a much more detailed response from compliance, and we'd like a clear understanding of what ICANN organization intends to do to modify the FY18 operating plan and budget proposal to bring it in line with our requests. Thank you.
Thank you. We also had a comment or a question from Greg Shatton. Go ahead.
Thanks. This is Greg Shatton, and just following up on the dialogue that Lori Shulman took place part in. And just to say that we're not looking, I think, so much for a sense of the expenditures of contract compliance, although that's obviously critical, but the comment really had more to do, or the question had more to do with the priority and why expenditures on reviews were so hefty compared to expenditures on compliance. And I think it's unfortunate that this document that we're looking at in the Adobe is so, I'm not sure if we phrased it this way or somebody else, but it just, there's actually no way to understand what the questions or what the comments or the questions are about, especially this one. You know, when we say this mission critical function, this is under, you know, top 15 funded projects without knowing what mission critical function is being referred to. You know, this is, you know, not really a document that provides guidance. It just makes it seem like we're, you know, completely confused. So I hope it's clear that the issue is not per se the compliance budget, although the compliance budget may be inadequate, but the expenditures on compliance and on the rationale for the amount of spending on reviews versus the amount of spending on compliance. And it may be that there is no rationale, just that the reviews that are called for by the bylaws and, you know, previously the AOC are what they are, and the budget to do them is what it is. But that still kind of makes it seem like we're spending more money or you know, a good deal of money, relatively speaking, on navel gazing and less on actual compliance. Hope that helps. Thanks.
Greg, just to clarify, when you talk about reviews, are you talking about both the specific reviews and the organizational reviews, or are you talking about a different kind of review?
I'm talking about the reviews that were referred to in our previous, in our comment.
Lori has also typed in a comment that she's referring to the mission critical function is compliance in general, but they need details for rationale for reviews rather than compliance per se. Percentage of the budget for review is nearly 50%.
Okay.
Okay. So we move on to the next question. Becky, would you like to address that next question?
Sure. And so this is Becky Nash. Just to respond to the comment that Greg made, the questions that we have on the screen at this point are in no way to supplement the actual document that was submitted. And we do have those available to display, and we can scroll down and show the entire comment as it was submitted. Because we have three different documents, we were just referring to each of them separately on this list of questions. So the next question that we do have also was submitted by the IPC, and it is referencing question E on page 3 of the document submitted, where there are comments as it relates to the assumptions about growth, and specifically one of the themes earlier was about reserves for the organization. And here this comment furthers on talks about revenue or funding growth versus expense growth. And there is a specific comment at the bottom that indicates the IPC supports budget assumptions that account for a greater margin between projected revenue and expenses, or funding and expenses, which would result in a higher net assets that could be contributed to the reserves. And we just had a question about what kind of growth assumptions can you clarify when you refer to a greater margin. Is there something that you had in mind, you know, as a reference point, or it just helps us understand what, again, the intent behind the question is?
I see a hand up from Denise. Michelle, I'm not sure if that's from a previous comment. If you'd like to go ahead.
Sorry, that's an old hand.
Oh, okay. Lori, did you also want to comment?
Can you hear me?
Now we can, yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. It took a minute for the unmute to unmute. Okay. So this goes specifically to comments that were made at the Copenhagen meeting, which I believe we included in footnotes, where Javier was very open and transparent about how the budget was built. And one of the things that Javier explained to the group was that if ICANN plans for 5% growth, then ICANN plans a 5% growth in the budget. Like, in other words, if 5% more funding comes in or revenue comes in, then you'll build your budget to that 5% target. And in that meeting at the time, I had questioned that assumption because it may make more sense if you plan for a certain percentage amount of growth and you know you have a gaping deficit, and I'm going to go back to the reserves because, again, and I have been talking about this now for a year fairly consistently, that one of the benchmarks for good governance for nonprofit organizations in the United States, and probably outside as well if we did some research, is that that reserve funds are funded to 90 to 110% of an annual operating budget for an organization. If there's a down year, you have enough in the reserve to make up for those deficits. Now, understanding that the transition brought a lot of unanticipated expenses very quickly, and the board felt in its wisdom that it was a good idea to use the reserves for transition expenses, particularly legal expenses. There is no plan, to my knowledge yet, to replenish these reserves, and the reserves now, I believe, are somewhere in the 30 to 40% range, which are shockingly low for an organization as large as ICANN with the responsibilities that ICANN has globally. So I would hope that the seriousness of this problem is being looked at, and unless the board's planning to vote to release all of the auction funds and put them back into ICANN's operating budget, which I don't think they're going to do, I mean the reserve funds, we have an issue here. So the comment goes to that. If you build your budget and you say, hey, we think we're going to have 5% more revenue coming in, so let's build a 5% bigger budget. Well, maybe you don't do that. Maybe you build a budget to that 3% and use the 2% margin to refund the reserve. So you could argue, well, we're going to build 5% to 5%, but 2 of that 5% will be back in reserve. I mean, the budget will balance no matter what you build. But I think this idea is that you spend what comes in based on an assumption of growth without considering payback to what you've already borrowed from ICANN is a big financial mistake.
Lori, thank you for your explanation there, and thank you for providing the background. And we do see in the document the emphasis here on building reserves, and we really do thank you for your comment very much.
Okay. Thank you. So we'll go ahead and move on to – actually, do I have any staff members who are in the Adobe room who had a question for IPC at all? If so, raise your hand and we can address your question. Okay, I don't see any, so we'll – Lori, did you want to go ahead and say something?
Lori, I'm not a staff member, but I do have a follow-up question. It was mentioned in the last budget call, I believe, or somewhere in one of the meetings recently, that the board has dedicated a committee to looking at this replenishment issue on the reserve. Do you have an ETA, a specific date when that plan will be due to the community? And I'm going to editorialize by saying I think it would be extremely helpful to have that plan before the vote on the budget.
Hi, Lori, this is Becky. I think, again, following up on the conversation in Copenhagen, I know you were at the budget working group, and then some of the other presentations, I believe, or discussions that we had. And as Xavier Calvez, our CFO, had said that, yes, the topic about the replenishment of the reserve fund is being addressed. I don't have a specific ETA on a plan being presented. Of course, a plan would be presented for the community to, comment on as well. And just to highlight, the reserve fund KPI is also one of our KPIs on our dashboard, which does talk about the fact that we do have the target of the 12 months of operating expense, and that we are under that target at this time. But again, a priority discussion is related to replenishment of the reserve fund. So I will make note that you asked specifically about this, and I will try to get more information on the plan, as you've indicated in the chat.
Okay, thank you, Lori. So moving on, we only had one or two questions for ISPCP, but we'll go ahead and start with that.
So I think Tony's addressed it in the chat.
Oh, there was a comment from Tony in the chat. If you can find it, can you? Do you want to read it?
Oh, yes, sure. Hi, this is Becky, and I'm just reading the comment that Tony Holmes, you have written in the chat. So our question that we had was just related to the comment on headcount in the submitted document where it reads, the ISPCP questions whether that growth of headcount is sustainable and proposes that ICANN should look to produce and share a long-term vision for the structure of the organization before additional positions are created. This was on the submitted document under the general heading, meaning general comments. We asked, just for clarifying purposes of the intent, how far forward would an organization plan for headcount should be looked at? And then are we referring to the new positions of FY18 or even further past FY18, like future positions that are not yet known for FY19 and beyond. And in the chat, I'm sorry, so actually Tony is referring to the ISPs would like to see a vision for headcount that maps to the 5-year strategic plan with special focus on year 1 and 2, meaning the more near-term year of the 5-year strategic plan. And we would like to see the fit of any increase in FY18 and FY19 within that broader vision. At the moment, headcount appears to grow in a totally uncontrolled fashion with no longer-term consideration or set goal. So I'm not sure if there's anyone else on the line that would like to address this topic at all before we move on.
Yes.
Wolf, go ahead.
Yes, well, it's Norman speaking from the ISP just now. Well, I fully agree to what Tony commented here, but to make it clear where the question comes from, you know, if you look to the budget plan, FY18 budget plan compared with the last one, so there is an increase of roughly 15% in the headcount, and that raises questions, you know, where the question comes, because that is not usual. We understand that that the organization went through the IANA transition and also the accountability, we would like really to know what does this mean, especially also in when you look to what I remember from the last ICANN meeting, that the board priorities which were presented there had as an, let me say, a headline, the consolidation of the organization. So, and I ask what it means with regards to the development of the headcount here. So that is where the question comes from and where the request comes from then, that in the mid and long term, we should have figures well justifying such a development. Thanks.
Well, thank you very much for your comment, and we do see the context now, which will help us better respond to the question. So I'm not sure if there's anyone else on the line that had questions for the ISPCP related to the document that they submitted.
I don't see any other questions. Go ahead.
Yes, okay, coming back, we're fully speaking again. Well, this question is, I didn't see it on your paper here, is related to the document system. I saw that also this question was raised by others, so during the public comment phase, and because we didn't see that the documentary system is, which was kind of a trial in the last cycle, is not in the plan of 18 budget. So we would like to ask, well, really, and we have had very good experience with that documentary system and the support of that. So we would like really and to see that it will be funded as well in the plan of 18. Thanks.
Thank you, Wolf. If there are no other questions from staff at this time for ISPCP, then we will move on to the questions that we had for the BC. If you do come up with a question, feel free to type it in the chat. So the next section we had on questions for the BC, and please again, these are the comments that were submitted, so we didn't write out the entire comment on this document that you're seeing, but this is in reference to the executive summary that was requested or suggested that it be on page one of the document that you submitted. Becky, would you like to ask those questions?
Sure. Thank you again for the question. In the document submitted, there is a comment on page one indicating that the BC will appreciate a 1 to 2 page executive summary that gives a summary of the preceding year budget performance with respect to the future projections or the draft FY18 operating plan and budget. The executive summary will serve to provide high-level overview of the content of the proposal, which may be embellished with a few analytical graphs that reflect trends over a 3 to 5 year period. We just had a question to confirm in the executive summary, what type of information that's not already produced is something that would be recommended that we present in an executive summary. And the second part of that is this an executive summary addressing both the operating plan and the budget, or just the budget?
Thank you, Becky. This is Jimson for the BC. Yes, the request is basically within 1 to 2 pages, executive to get a grasp of what is in the maybe 64 or 65 page document. And we're looking at high level information like what was the budget last year or the preceding year, what was the performance ratio. Maybe you can say, okay, based on the analysis that's already in the document, we could have some feedback to say, okay, we had 99% performance, we had 85% performance, you know, like that. And then that could be a trend like that over preceding 2 years in a longhand form. And then we can then project for the upcoming year that this is the amount to be spent or is projected for this coming year, and we're expecting to do better with performance. So if there's been 100% the preceding year, then also if you say, okay, we expect to match that record of performance in the upcoming year. So that is with respect to the main ICANN budget. Since we also include the PTI budget, in the summary also, this is in another paragraph, this is the budget outlay for the preceding year. Though we have not started, we don't have any historical record for PTI yet, but going forward, we could begin to look in that direction. And then maybe the second page could then be just graph of what has just been mentioned. So it will give this executive a quick snap review of what is ahead and what has been done before. So that is just about the executive summary. And it could also include some variables, some major things that could be happening in the future that could make the budget to be overtly higher. Because from the discussion we've had so far, there's need for us to really increase our reserve. So, and if there is going to be a projected increase in income, that could be justification to say, okay, we want to stay flat on expenditure and so. So those kind of variable agreement, there's going to be some agreement changes that could affect the budget. We could also have a snap view of that in the executive summary. Okay, that is on that. I don't know if that is clear enough. So, but basically it's about the budget, not the plan. The plan is quite clear. The whole community agreed on that. Specifically on the budget.
Thank you, Jimson. This is Becky. Okay, that is clarified then as it relates to the budget and then an executive summary both on the ICANN consolidated and also the PTI. Specifically, this comment addresses a request for trends against the FY17 forecast, which I understand. Okay. One other question as it relates to the document submitted by the BC, of which there are many, many questions within the document. We are only asking about specific ones that we feel that we needed more clarification or background. And this next one is related to the Open Data Initiative. And specifically at the bottom of page one, there is a comment related to the fact that this is a major priority of the BC is to make the collection and publication of data a priority. And then you've attached the link to the letter that was sent to the ICANN board, the CEO, and the chairman of the board. One of the questions within this paragraph asks about, at the top of the next page, two, is a comment to list this as a budget line item. And we had a question as to whether or not, if you were referring to list it as a project, as based on the listing of projects that we produce on as part of the draft, there is a project ID listed for that initiative. Just wanted to ask for some clarification as to what this was referring to.
Thank you, Becky Jensen again. Yes, I'm really sorry if I missed it, but we couldn't see that budget line and the budgeted amount. We couldn't see that budget line at all. So if you could direct us to that, you know, to where it is exactly, that would be great. Thank you.
Just for the record, it was approximately $400,000. And I will pop the project number into the chat window in a moment. It was published in the breakdown by project.
Well, okay. This is Jimson. Yeah, I saw that, but, you know, it was kind of a compound amount. So I saw that, but we're looking forward to something specific, because with that, we're not sure. So it's just, a kind of superset. So we're looking for something booking specifically, you know, for that. Yes, I saw that 400, but it didn't say clearly for this particular project.
Hi, Jimson. This is Becky. Okay, noted. We've noted that question, and we now understand what you intended when writing this, so that we will take that as a question then as part of our responses.
Okay, thank you. If there are any other questions, again, from staff who are on the line, please indicate you have a question now by either raising your hand or typing it in the chat. Staff in the room, did you have any other questions for the community groups online?
So we're just going to let everyone type in the chat if they have any further questions. If there's anybody else on the line that wanted to offer any additional comments to the comments submitted, we're happy to take those at this time.
I don't see any other hands up, but I do see Benedetta is typing, so if we just see. So Benedetta has a question for Wolf. She asks, regarding your comment for the document, production pilot program, the additional budget request process will enable a second phase to be conducted for a five-month period in FY18. Sorry about that. Last one, please. Once this phase is concluded, it will allow ICANN-ORG to determine if a more established core program is practicable from a budget and management standpoint. It was a response. Apologies, not a question. Thank you. Benedetta. Okay, with that, I believe staff has all the information they need to adequately and appropriately respond to your comments that you all submitted. Thank you for taking the time to be with us today. Thank you, Chantel, for setting up this call. And with that, we'll go ahead and end the recording and this call. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Operator, you may now stop the recording. Please remember to disconnect all remaining lines and enjoy the rest of your day.